Hi, Edith. It's Tina again from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi. You're a hard lady to get in touch with. I've been trying you all week.
You know, I didn't get the messages. Did you use my extension by chance, or did you just call the toll-free number?
Okay, so you text me. Hold on one second, and I'm going to tell you exactly.
Okay.
You text me that day.
And
yes. I kept calling the 877-635-6225.
Yes.
And I kept punching in the extension 777, and it goes straight to voicemail, and I left you messages all week.
How weird. You know what? I didn't get them, but I know the head of the department yesterday, he was asking me because I have my voicemail set up, but I go in and listen to it every day, right? But he said that I'm supposed to be getting emails, too, every time I get a voicemail. And that was not set up. So he just fixed that for me yesterday. So I wonder if that's what the problem was. So I apologize. Thank you so much for your patience in trying to do that. My goodness. Oh, I'm so sorry that it took so long to connect.
No, it's okay. These things happen.
You're the sweetest. I appreciate that.
I tried. Me getting upset and angry with you is not going to help you, and it's not going to help me. It's not going to.
I agree. Yep.
I hear a lot of wonderful things about your company. I hear.
Okay.
And I'm really, you know, hoping that you will be able to help me. I want to give you, if you have a few minutes, a background on what it is that I do, so you can understand where I'm coming from. Okay?
Of course. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Fantastic. Okay, so I've been reading the cards since I've been 14 years old. And I opened up my first shop back in 2001.
Okay,
your girl's got a lot of time.
21 years. Okay.
Your girl's got a lot of time invested. She's got. And in 2012, I got a divorce, and we went our separate ways. I pretty much started over, and I reopened my business here in South Boundbrook, April 2014.
Okay.
2012, 13. April 2014. And I worked for those 900 number companies, you know, the call the
charges
and all that. And I did that for 7 years. And it just got to be a little bit too much. It just got to be. And I said to myself, why am I killing myself working for corporate, making 60, 70 cents a minute when the people really are calling me for help and guidance? You know, I should just be doing this on my own. So the last 2 years, that's what I started doing, because I found out all I do is practice medicine without a license, I found out. That's all that's going on, because the people has severe PTSD from their relationships, their boyfriends, their girlfriends, the husbands, the wives. They have a lot of anxiety, and they really just need somebody to talk to. So what I started doing was these last 2 years. Oh, and then the COVID made it worse. That's a different story for a different day, Miss Tina.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So now I just charge, and they're like, you know, Edith, I have all this anxiety and I don't feel good. I can't sleep, you know, and that's where I tell them, okay, here's this bath salt. So soak your feet. Here's this eucalyptus oil, you know, twice a day to calm the anxiety. Here's this candle. Say your mantra, your meditation, your prayer. Oh, Edith, thank you so much. I feel so much better. Can we make an appointment for another session? Because I just feel better talking to you. And that's what I really want to promote and advertise is just, like, I'll give you an example, okay? That day that you called me on Monday, I had a client, yes. and I was in the middle of an hour session. And
okay.
I was in a very toxic, abusive marriage relationship with her father's children, and she took the kids and she walked out. And she still had that hurt and that trauma. So that's what it is that we was talking about. We was having like a rap session we was having.
Right.
And,
oh, wow.
And then she met someone who's a little bit younger than her, and he has no backbone, and he's afraid to tell his family that he's involved with an older woman. So now she's having the flashbacks of the lying and why aren't you calling me back? And when I tell you she's really going through something, she's really going through something. She's going through.
Oh, of course.
And again, we talked and I explained things to her. She was like, okay, thank you for your time. I feel so much better. You know, I gave her an hour of my time. She gave me $180. I took $100. I put it towards the rent. I took the $80. When I bought food and I put gas.
Wow. That's neat. Good for you, Edith. So
yeah.
That's where your high money is going to come from, is kind of like, even though you put it as practicing medicine without a license, I look at it kind of like as therapy or counseling, you know? So that's awesome. Good for you.
Yeah.
And she feels better. So what you're doing is rewarding too, you know?
Well, I'm trying because I know what it's like when I left my husband. I wish I had somebody to talk to. You know what I mean?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Now I do have a Google and I do have a website. If you just go online to Google and just type in my phone number, you'll find me. I have reviews from all of my clients. I've had my website since 2020, so I am a little bit established. You know, it's just
okay.
I just really, really want to promote the hourly sessions. I just want to, because as I said before, I was working for corporate, and when I tell you that's all I was doing for the people was just counseling them, that's all I was doing. And I'm like,
right.
why am I getting paid 50, 60 cents a minute when I can just speak to the people directly, you know, and really get compensated for my time, because I got bills, I got children, and I got grandchildren.
Oh, that's so neat. Yeah, so you're thinking about, you know, hey, if I got those clients on my own, I could do so much better things for not only your business, but for your children and your grandchildren too, you know? So that's awesome. Yeah, good for you. So you have a powerful why, you know? So why you want to do that, you know? Yeah, absolutely.
I don't have a choice because I'm sitting here having my matcha latte. I'm going over my finances. How am I supposed to pay the rent and help the children? Because if it's going to come down to bills or the children's going to win every time.
Right. Exactly. I agree.
Right.
So let me ask you this, Edith. Tell me a little bit about your service area. I know that you still have the shop, but how far do people typically come to you from? Is it like a very local or, you know, tell me about your service area.
It's local because I'll call them, oh, you had such good reviews on the Google. I wanted to make an appointment. I'm like, okay, where are you coming from? Do you know my area? Oh, yeah, I know your area. I'm from Greenbrook. I'm from Somerville. I'm from Bridgewater. So
okay.
I want to say it's somewhere between like a 20 to 30 mile radius.
Okay. That really helps me a lot too. Okay. So Greenbrook, Somerville, Bridgewater, 20 to 30 miles. And I see your website and your Google listing. So good for you. You're established there. I want to point out that, you know, most people with businesses, will have a Google listing. You can do that yourself. As you know, you don't need to hire a company or even a website.
I'm on top of it.
No, I love that you're doing that, Edith, because if you're proactive with your account on the internet, that even will get you better results. But the value to what we do is we'll optimize the listing to show on the first page of the search results. So now when people are online and they're in a turmoil and they're looking for an online session like that, we'll make sure that the psychic experience comes up on the first page every single time. Okay, so this is something that's designed to bring you more new clients based on that. And because you're an established business since 2001, I mean, obviously you were doing readings even a lot longer than that. But because of that, I can even put you into our legacy rate pricing, which is a 50% reduction off of our regular rate, and it'll set everything at a flat rate month to month of just $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in, so the initial investment would be $398. And what that will include for you is not only the first page placement on Google and Bing, but also all of the popular directories that are in your area, as well as the programming into the mobile platform. Now, a lot of people don't realize this, but do you know how most people these days are doing the searches from their smartphones?
Everything is on the smartphone. I found out everything is the
phone. Everything. Right. And same with me. Yep. So that's
everything is the phone.
Yep. And I'm guilty of that too, Edith. It's so funny because at home I have a desktop, a laptop, and a tablet, and I can't tell you the last time I used any of them to search for anything, because why would I when I have my phone, you know?
That's what it's coming down to. I have the original iPad mini, and it turns into a card reader. That's the only thing I use the iPad for is a card reader. The people come, I swipe their cards, it goes into my account, and that's it. So
yep.
Listen to the choir, lady.
Yeah. Apple's very calculated that way. They have those old iPad minis, and I have one too. And it's funny because it says that I can't put any updates on it. So, you know, if you want the updates, now you need to go get a new iPad, you know, but yours still works for the card reading. So why do that, you know?
It doesn't make any sense because the money I'm spending on the iPad could go towards this new baby's milk, which, by the way, there's a shortage. And when I tell you I'm on a wild goose chase to find this formula, it's very scary, Miss Tina.
I believe it. Yeah, my daughter has a four-month-old, but she's nursing him. But I'm so thankful because some of the neighbors, we have a little community on Facebook where people will go on there with a picture like, does anybody know where I can find this formula? And they put a picture of the one that their child needs, you know?
Yes.
And sometimes people will help them. And yeah, it's scary. I didn't realize that was still going on because I know that was very prevalent like 6 months ago. But if it's still going on, it must be even getting worse, you know?
Oh, no.
How old is your newest grandbaby?
Oh, he was born 10 days ago.
Oh, congratulations. That's neat. Oh, so you're really fresh new grandma. That's awesome. I love it.
Oh, no. I have two grandchildren prior to him. This is grandchild number three.
Wow. Okay. So I'm just going to put that in the notes so I remember. That's so cute.
So
I love it.
Now it's like, okay, so now we got to start a separate savings account for the grandchildren's future now. And that's where I'm getting... because when you called, I was actually on the phone with my sister-in-law when you called, and I was telling her this has been a very overwhelming month. It's just been because it's like it's the money, and I'm just like she was my therapist. She was calming me down.
Oh, yeah, you know, I always think about like that one scripture in the Bible that says that he takes care of the sparrows and nobody feeds them. They don't have to go out and work hard, but still they eat every day. So if he takes care of the sparrows, he'll take care of us.
Better than the birds of the air. I read the NIV version, so I know exactly what scripture.
Exactly. Yeah. So I know that's helped me so many times over the year when I'm like, oh, how am I even going to pay my rent, or how am I even going to get groceries? I just look outside at the little birds flying around, and I'm like, wait a minute. If they're being taken care of, I'll be taken care of too, you know.
The scripture, the psalm tells me, where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of
the Lord. Amen. That's so cool. I love that, Edith. So thank you for the edification this morning.
And of course, when I get my clients through the door, you know, they start to get overwhelmed. I'm like, hey, look, when I get overwhelmed, this is what I do. I preach to myself. I tell them to read the Psalms. I tell them to pray. Again, here's this bath salt, soak your feet. Here's this candle, say your mantra and your prayer. And again, the lady just needed somebody to talk to. She gave me I gave her an hour of my time. She gave me $180. Well, like I said, I got compensated. She felt that it was fair to her. I'm like, this is what I need to do. So if I could get, you know, 5-6 of those a week, you know, I'll be doing okay.
Yeah, you'll be definitely doing okay. And that's why I brought up the mobile platform, because once we program the psychic experience into that mobile platform, we're also going to make sure that you come up from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. Now, do you have a business Facebook, Edith?
Okay. This is where you're going to get upset with me. And you're going to say...
Okay, no, I'm not going to be upset with you.
Yes. Miss Tina, can't do it. I can't do the Facebook. I can't do the Instagram. I can't do the TikTok. I can't do it. I'm too old. I don't have the patience for it. I don't like the way I look. I don't like the sound of my voice. I can't sit there all day and post the videos and come up with the slogans and the jingles. It's just one thing that I just can't accept and adapt to. And my sons kill me. Mom, you got to get on the Instagram. Mom, you got to get on the Facebook. Mom, you got to do the TikTok. Mom, you got to, I'm like, I'm sorry, I can't do it. I just can't do it.
Yeah, and to me, I feel like a lot of that takes so much time and energy, too. People with companies like the Kardashians, for example, they're so proud of themselves. We don't have to spend money on marketing because we just do Instagram. Well, how much time is that taking you? You guys are hiring a crew. You're filming videos. You're posting it.
They could afford to do it.
Well, plus, they also have huge followings. Now, if I went on Instagram and I tried to sell some makeup, you think anybody's going to watch me? Exactly. So that's why I'm like, of course they're going to like brag about how they can do Instagram marketing, but they have the following to do it. We don't, you know. So the reason I asked you about that, Edith, is we don't do TikTok or Instagram here either, but because we're a premier partner to Google does allow us to run some really basic Facebook ads for our clients here and there. So we'll help you with that. We'll create you a Facebook. Your son will love it. And then Google will track what people in your area are searching for. So if they're searching for any of your sessions or your therapy or any of your readings, now, next time they go on their Facebook, there will be an ad for your company coming up front and center. So it's something that's designed to bring you more new clients by giving you that exposure. Okay.
Fantastic.
You're going to have a tracking system with this. So you'll see when you're getting a new client off of Google or if you're getting a new client off of Facebook, you'll see which keywords they typed in to find you. Okay. And then since it's a month-to-month program, I know that you're pretty excited to get started, right?
I just really, really just want to do what it is I did for the lady on Monday. And if
you
could advertise that, spotlight that, whatever the case may be, because it really comes down to their family. Because I found out in my personal experience working this job over 20 years, their families don't want to hear about it anymore. They don't want to. And I have to be honest with you. I'm not mocking my field of business. I'm not, because it takes care of me for a very long time, and it took care of my children for a long time.
Right.
I really don't like when I go out somewhere and people ask me, what kind of work do you do?
Oh, I see.
I'm a counselor. What kind of counselor? A mental health. Oh, God bless you. Oh, God bless you. I don't know how you do that. I said it's not for everybody. So it's not that I'm mocking my field of work. It's just, I feel better saying that I'm like a counselor. I feel better saying that I'm like, I just don't like the title psychic. You know what I mean? Like the beginning of the month, when I tell you, Miss Tina, I got a lot of tire kickers. Do you do the palm reading? I'm like, look, I'm not your average everyday mystical psychic fortune teller lady. I told her straight up. I have people who have severe emotional challenges, anxiety, post-traumatic stress from their toxic marriages and relationships, and they come to me, and I give them guidance, and I really, really listen and give them the help that they need. Oh, well, no,
right.
I just wanted a palm read, and I'm not the person for you, and when I tell you I hung up on her, because my patience, Miss Tina,
Yes.
I'm 42, and like the patience and the tolerance just went like downhill. It just went
exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
I wanted so that's why. And again, I've heard so many wonderful things about your company, and I'm like, you know what? It's worth the try for them, because if you could advertise those hourly sessions, and we don't got to put the prices on there. You know what I mean?
Right.
You'll just call me, and then I'll see. I'm good like this. I'm good on the phone, the one-on-one, because I am a Leo. So I'm good at this. I'm not good at writing the advertisements. I'm not good at, I'm better in person than on paper. That's the way I can put it.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, you're going to love this, Edith. I'm very excited for you. So I'll send you a confirmation email. Do you want me to use the one from the inquiry, readings by Edith at gmail.com?
Yes, please.
Okay. Now, for the listing, we can put your phone number up there like it is now, or we could use a tracking number. Do you want to use a tracking number, or do you want to stick with promoting this number?
No, it's okay. You could. I'll put a personal number out there, because a lot of they don't call for an appointment. They want to strictly text. They want to, and then the platform is the password and the username. I can't do it. I'm too old.
Yeah, I like it when people promote their own numbers. A lot of people like the tracking numbers, and it's just a preference. We can do it if you want it, but I'm on the same page as you. I'd rather promote your number. Now, is for the listing, do you want it to show as how it is now on Google, the psychic experience, or should we modify the name at all? What are you thinking?
I'd like to be as original to my business name as possible. I don't want to start up with something new. As you can see, I'm very basic and I'm very old-fashioned.
Yeah, I think that you're established with that too, and you have a proven track record. So if you start changing it too much, you might have to worry about rebranding yourself. So we'll leave it at this for now. If you ever change your mind down the road, just let us know. It's free of charge to make updates. Okay. And the 166 Main Street, that's a physical address where you can receive mail, right?
Yes, sure.
Okay. So I don't think Google's going to have to send you a new PIN verification code, but if they do, just make sure to get it back to us. And then I wanted to also let you know, Edith, that since you already have a Google My Business listing, my technician, when they call you, because I'm going to set up an appointment for them to do a client interview, and that's
okay.
going to be about a 20-minute phone call, maybe 30 minutes, where they'll go over your keywords, your service area, linking your website and getting you placed. So
okay.
they will ask you to add us as a manager to your Google listing so that we can go in there and optimize it to get on the first page. So do you remember
okay.
the credentials and everything? You know how to get into it?
So what I usually do is I usually log into my email from my laptop because all of the passwords and everything is already in there. So I log in to my readingsbyedith@gmail.com from my laptop, and then I click on that email, and then whatever information is there for me, like to talk back to somebody who left me a review or like
right.
to do like a post or something like that. I'm pretty sure of the password. I want to say I'm like 96% of what the password is to get into the Google.
Okay.
To get into. Do you need that information now?
No, we're not going to ask you for the password. We'll just, they'll help you go to business.google.com. You'll log in. There's a little tab at the left that says users, and you'll add local splash as a user, okay, as the manager.
Oh, okay.
So what I'm going to
okay.
do, Edith, is I'll jump start that process for you a little bit, since you have to go into your email and you have to look for the password through the laptop. I'll send you an email that says, important, please add us to your Google listing. That way you can get a little jump start and you know, start working on that if you wanted to. If not, that's okay too. They'll walk you through it when they call you later for the client interview. Okay,
okay.
And then did you want to set this up using a debit or a credit card? What works best?
Okay, so that's what I wanted to speak to you about the pricing. Now, what I would like to do is I front for like.
Edith, give me a second because the phone's cracking up a little bit. I'm hearing like every other word. Can you hear me? Hello?